Good morning, boys and girls. We're turning to the book of Exodus, the chapter 20, famous chapter, the one in which you have the Ten Commandments, Although, of course, God repeats the commandments in many, many places. For the simple reason, boys and girls, we have poor memories. Not just me, but you as well. Especially when it comes to the things of God, we so quickly forget. And so the Lord repeats and repeats and repeats again his golden rule of the Ten Commandments. We're going to read the second commandment. We've already begun a study of it, the first part of a study. So we'll just remind ourselves of what we have. Look at the verse 4. Verse 4. Are we listening? Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. We studied those words, noting particularly how that the worship of God is not something that we conduct according to our notions. Now, out there, even in the camp of professing Christians, there's all sorts of ways and plans and schemes and innovations that men have introduced in what they think is the right way to worship God. Indeed, the very things that God here forbids are the very things you will find within the camp of Christendom, that is, those who say they're Christians, the vast majority of which are not Christian at all. But in their Christianity, they have introduced all the things that God says, no, you're not allowed to do these things. Now we're going to come to the second section of this commandment, and we'll look at that this morning. There in verse 5, halfway through it, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. You show a hatred for God when you break God's commandment. Just as here in school, if there was one of you who, on being told by the teacher, here's what I want you to do, if you said in your heart, well, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do the opposite, you would be showing a hatred for that teacher and for what it is the teacher has just told you to do. You would be showing a bitter opposition to the teacher. You would be showing a spirit of resentment. I don't like being told these things by that teacher. And that's what God tells us here regarding those who hear his commandments but refuse them. I'm not doing that. And out there in the world, the vast majority of the people of the world hate God. Now, if I were to go up to them and say, you know, you hate God, I'd have to duck because they'd be very angry at me saying that. But angry or not, it's the truth. Men were angry at what the Lord Jesus said to them. They were mad at him for his indicting them, condemning them for their sins. Because they said, we don't do those things. We're not sinners. But they were. And such was their hatred of the Savior and his message that, well, we know what they did. They killed him. They murdered him. They crucified him. So we are to notice here that God indicates that those who reject his word are those who hate him. Now, what I want to set before you today is a solemn warning. It's this, the breaking of this commandment, indeed I think we can say all commandments of God, will not go unpunished. Do you hear me? Will not go unpunished. Now, boys and girls, you and I know that there is many a thing we all do in our homes that is wrong, but oftentimes it's not discovered, and consequently we don't get punished, for which we're very glad. Daddy didn't hear about it, Mommy didn't see it, and so it seems I got away with it. But you don't get away with breaking God's law. Because unlike Daddy, he sees everything. And unlike Mommy, he notices everything. He not only sees what you do, but God sees what you're thinking. Boy, oh boy. You can hide your thoughts from Mommy and Daddy. You can smile at them, while behind the smile, you're thinking very bad things. But you can't hide your thoughts from God. So I want to emphasize here, the breaking of this commandment, God says, will not go unpunished. Look at what it says. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. A jealous God. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Very quickly, let me go down what it says here with some considerations. The breaking of this law is taken by men, most likely. They break it, they're happy to do it, and the world celebrates their breaking of this law. The leaders of false religion are celebrated as wonderful men, yet they're breaking God's law by teaching that which is contrary to what is set down here. But while men think little of breaking God's law, God doesn't. It's a most serious matter. It's a most serious matter. This land has forgotten that truth, boys and girls. You are hearing today what this land has not been hearing for many generations. Pulpits don't preach what you're listening to today. Don't hear it. And because they don't hear it, they have no fear of God. Having not been taught the fear of God, they have no fear of God. And they break God's law without a thought. Break it without a thought. Let me just say that in Exodus chapter 10, we have an incident. And you older ones in particular, while I don't want you to look it up now, you can look it up, all right, but I don't want you to be distracted from what I'm saying by considering its contents, but look it up when you get home and read the story there. It is of the two oldest sons of Aaron, the high priest. Now, Aaron was almost what we might call the deputy president, the deputy prime minister of Israel. We'll give him that title. He was second to Moses in the leadership of Israel, and so his two oldest sons were important individuals. They were princes in Israel. But these two sons, Nadab and Abihu, did wrong. They took upon themselves to enter into the presence of God in a fashion contrary to that which God had laid down. And instantly, they were cut down. Fire came out from God and consumed them. Consumed them. Now, they were privileged men in Exodus 24, in the verses 9 and 10. And you will read of them going up the mountain with Moses and with 70 elders. And it says, they saw God. I don't think they actually set their eyes upon God, because the scripture teaches that no man can see God and live. But they saw something of the glory of God. Like Moses, you remember? When God hid him in the cleft of the rock and God's glory passed by him, such was the impact of that that his face shone for days and days. Well, these men saw the glory of God. They were privileged individuals. And yet when they stepped out of line, God smote them. There's a lesson there, boys and girls. The greater the privileges you enjoy, the greater the punishment when you disobey. Someone who doesn't know much and isn't really that aware of the commandments of God, when they break the commandments of God, will be dealt with lighter than those who have been taught the commandments of God and are well acquainted with them, they'll be punished more severely. And that's why there was this severe punishment heaped upon these two men, Nadab and Abihu. So I'm underscoring the fact that while men consider the breaking of God's law as a light matter, God does not take it lightly when men break His law. Quickly notice, it says the Lord is a jealous God. Jealous. Now, the Hebrew word used here and translated jealous is used only of God. There's a different word used of man's jealousy. Different Hebrew word. Because man's jealousy is usually a very corrupt and sinful thing. Unjustified, improper. But God's jealousy is a pure and holy zeal for everything that's right. God guards His law and that which is pure and that which is holy. Defiance of Him or disobedience of Him is something that He takes very seriously. And as I say, the fate of Nadab and Abihu remind us of this fact. And we should always bear in mind how God will eventually treat men who break His law. Revelation chapter 20, at the end of that chapter, you have the great white throne where God will bring all of the ungodly before Him. And every one of their transgressions, every one of their sins, every one of their wrongdoings, He will deal with. God is a perfect memory of man's sin. And one day, men will stand before God and face the consequences of their breaking of God's law. Oh, boys and girls, listen to me. The Scripture says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And God is angry when His law is broken. You don't understand too much of what's going on in our country politically and all the rest of it. Some of you older ones might have picked up something of what's going on and the controversies and the arguments and the debates and the discussions and the problems. That all is coming as a result of this nation turning its back on the Bible. Turning its back on the Bible. Because God's a jealous God. He'll not let individuals and He'll not let nations just do what they like. Very quickly notice also that fathers tend or are most likely to pass on their sinful ways to their children. Sinful fathers have an impact on their children. And their children become sinful. Every one of you here, every time you open your mouth, echo the voice of your father and mother. You don't talk with a Cockney accent. No, because your father and mother is not a Cockney, a London dweller. Your father and mother come from Tyrone or Fermanagh. And consequently, that's the tones you have. Well, there's a lesson there, boys and girls. What our fathers and mothers are is stamped on us as well. Just as every one of you bear a likeness to mommy and daddy. Bear a likeness to mommy and daddy. Physically. And you have habits and ways about your daily activities that are a reflection. I'm sure some visiting person, your aunt, or an uncle or someone who hasn't seen you for a while, they'll pat you on the head when they come and see you and they say, oh, you're just like your mommy, or you're just like your daddy. They're perfectly right. Well, in the spiritual realm, in the realm of religion, God says that He visits the iniquities of the fathers upon the children. The iniquities of the fathers are passed on to the children, and the children will be visited by God's judgment. Not because of what their daddies have done, or their mammies, but because they have followed in the footsteps of mommy and daddy. Listen, you want to be thankful, every one of you, that you have parents who are saved. Parents who tell you love the Lord, obey the Lord, walk with God, read His Word, study it and obey it. That's what your parents say. But that's not the case for so many young people out there in the world. God's never mentioned, His Bible's never read. And the children pick up the curse words, the bad behavior of mommy and daddy. And the judgment that follows such wrongdoing falls upon the children. Falls upon the children. Something else, for time is passing. Please notice God mentions that His mercy follows obedience. Oh, the Bible mentions mercy every bit as often as it mentions judgment. In fact, perhaps more times mercy is mentioned than judgment. But God says here, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. If you obey the Lord, God will show His mercy and His kindness to you. He'll show it to you. Oh, boys and girls, what a wonderful thing when God takes you by the hand and shows you His mercy. Sometimes we don't notice that He's doing it. We don't notice that He's doing it. But every one of you, day by day, God shows you mercy because you're being taught to walk in His way. The last thing, obedience to God's law is born out of a love for Him. You can't obey God's law unless you love Him. Because it says, unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Those two things are joined together. If you don't love the Lord today, you're not obeying His word. And if you're not obeying His word, it's because you don't love Him. It's because you don't love Him. Do you love the Lord today? Well, if you do, you will obey Him. The Lord Jesus, in John chapter 14, says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. That's the greatest demonstration of our love for God. Keeping His law. Keeping His law. You cannot love God and break His law. May the Lord bless you, boys and girls, today. Strengthen your hearts in the knowledge of God. Let's bow in prayer. We thank Thee, Lord, for Your precious word. And I pray that it may please You to bless the boys and girls here. Give them understanding of these things, Lord. Give them understanding, I pray. And grant Thy grace upon our little school and meet us every need. Staff, pupils, parents, the family homes represented here. Answer prayer, we ask, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.